Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Carl returns in 2027, sports fans. It is Dukes and Bell, guys, live from Gustin's here in Ackworth. What a scene, man. We got a bunch of folks already at the bar. Bar was packed when we rolled in. My kind of people, either pretending to work or they're all rich and semi-retired. It's our kind of bar. Abe Gordon is filling in today. We start every hour of every show with a big hearty,
hey, man.
Tinker is here. Met our new friend Mark over there. Joe Boo is here. My boy Ken Marshall, one of the best DJs in town. And he throws our tailgates back in the day. And Ken's like, I've got photos of Mike in Georgia gear. I go, guess what? If Florida State stays like this, you'll have more pictures of me in Georgia gear. We're hanging out here, going to be here till 4. It's a quickie, as Teddy KGB would say. Like a young man coming in for a quickie. We're 2 to 4, and then it's the Wade Ford tailgate show, and then Falcons, because we're in action tonight. It's Amazon, Thursday Night Football. Don't forget, guys, just pause the TV on Amazon, on your smart TV, and sync up Arch and Wes on 92.9 The Game, and then your ears won't bleed, and you're good to go.
Yeah, you got the Odyssey app. You'll be all set to go. I use my smart speaker when
right
I do
on.
That.
That's
I'm at home, and I do the smart speaker.
That's
bit,
the way to do it. So we're going to talk all about the Falcons, get you ready. Some strange stuff happened yesterday on social media. Mick from Down Under's just waddled in. Here he is. So everybody's, we got a whole crew out here, man. Miller Lite's here with tons of goodies. We got koozies and swag, and we got those great Miller Lite winter hats with the beanie, you know, with the pom-pom on top, so get on that. We'll talk plenty of Falcons, but the Braves making news. There were a couple of things right after we got off the air and more today. Let's start chronologically. Mike Yastrzemski, grandson of Carl Yastrzemski, some good years with the Giants. The bat has kind of tailed off, Abe. What's your first analysis of that? Is that just to give Ronald a chance to DH? What's this about?
Yeah, I think it solves or sets up to be a puzzle piece for a lot of different factors. Obviously, Sean Murphy's still coming back from injury. If he's not able to help in the DH player from the catcher's platoon to where you can DH, Baldwin, it gives you an extra opportunity to maybe put either Profar in DH or Acuna in DH, upgrade the defense from that perspective. It just kind of solves all a little bit. If Ronald needs a day off, Profar needs a day off, and so it's not that expensive, right? It's not a cheap move, but it's not a high-priced bat either. It's a nice little puzzle piece, and from what I hear, he's pretty good in the clubhouse as well.
Yeah, man, I think you and I were looking at the numbers earlier today on our pre-show. You can always catch that on Twitch and YouTube. We do what it's called Behind the Curtain. Day-Day jumps out along with Oren most days, and usually Carl. Carl will be back, by the way, Tuesday, guys. We're just screwing around. Now, many of you guys are very literal. He's not off until 2027. Carl back from the big vacay on Tuesday. But, yeah, the move, it's not a deal. It's not like a big money deal. The Braves don't do big money deals. It's about, what, $9 million this year, 7 or 10, and then there's another option for the team in 28 for 3, I think for 3 or 4, $5 million, whatever it is. So there you go. You got Yastrzemski. The big one today, though, and you and I were debating how he gets used.
Yeah.
Why doesn't Robert Suarez, who had 40 saves for the Padres, just check right in as our closer? for 26, and then Iglesias is a setup man.
Yeah, I mean, look, everything we've read, everything we've seen is that Suarez is going to come in as a setup man.
No. Suarez is the closer.
No, I don't
Iglesias
think so.
Is the setup man.
As far
what, do
as
I stutter?
Seeing,
no, Suarez is
the
closer.
I wouldn't be surprised if at some point they flip, right? I think we all were.
When he goes through one of his, like, 7 of 8 blown saves type
right.
deals?
I would say we were all relatively pleased with Iglesias down the stretch, but there's still a nerve factor, and I think it also could be a situation where I like the idea of giving Iglesias a couple more days.
No.
It's got to happen.
98 miles an hour is what this guy brings consistently at age 34. And I'm sick and tired of, like, the off-speed stuff. I want heat. That bullpen door opens, pow, comes out throwing bullets, man.
Was an all-star last year, 2.97 ERA in 70 appearances, a 2.91 ERA over a four-year career with the Padres.
98.6.
Mike, I don't disagree, but it's this weird bit where you can't replace the incumbent, right?
All right, timeout. Walt Weiss hasn't even managed a game, and the Braves are already aggravating me. You got to be kidding. It's not even Christmas, and you've already got me pulling my hair out. However, a guy who's a better closer is not going to be used as the closer. Come on.
I don't know what to tell you, Mike.
All right.
Look, I agree with you, by the way.
All right.
Like, I would make this switch. I think Suarez has proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that he is a legitimate closer. And, again, not that Iglesias is not, but how many times over the past 2 years have you and Carl sat here and talked about how aggravating it is that a three-run game turns into – he got the save. I get it.
Yeah, but he also gave
night
up a leadoff home
night
run.
Night after night,
right.
And we're trying to detail how he pitches and why this works and that works. Be nice to just have a guy just go out 1, 2, 3, stand him up, sit him down, game over.
And that's what, to me, Suarez is.
Right.
And, again, by any metric before the baseball nerds start hitting us up on the text line, I get it. By all the measurables, Iglesias was a better than serviceable reliever. He had good numbers. But this guy, in my mind's eye, is the kind of player you want coming out of the pen when the game's on the line. Not nickel and diamond with off-speed stuff. I want a guy throwing bullets. We'll see how Walt Weiss feels about that. Dukes and Bell with Abe filling in for Carl. This hour of the show brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Hey, if you haven't put your Christmas lights up, let these guys do it. Let Wise Guys lights brighten your holidays this year. We'll talk plenty of Falcons. The other story today, and it just gets crazier and crazier, and we've got a good friend of ours, Dave Ashburn, who came to us from Detroit. Bad look for Michigan. Say what you want, man, and I'll just say it right now. We're supposed to be football factories and win at all costs down here in the South, and the SEC doesn't have any priorities straight. Well, let me tell you something. We don't do what Penn State did, because that was just beyond the pale. We don't do what Michigan does. We don't have guys dressed up as other coaches and other staff stealing signs, and we don't have any of that malfeasance that, again, Sherrod Moore has been accused of. Just all allegations right now, but everything that's come out subsequently from Michigan dropping him yesterday gets even worse. Allegedly has a verbal altercation with his wife, drives to his alleged girlfriend's home, threatens to kill himself. Police get involved.
What's fascinating to me about this is Michigan does present this holier-than-thou situation.
Yes!
Now, look, I know the SEC feels one way about what goes down on the field, right? We feel, in the SEC, we're the better football conference. They feel like they're better people. They feel like they're better gentlemen.
They're snobs. They're
elitists. About being a Michigan man, and that sets you apart, right?
Correct.
And then you see what goes down, and it kind of brings you back to earth, and certainly the administration there had no other choice, and it's not a good look at all.
The same thing that applies to Notre Dame applies to Michigan.
That's right.
Snobs, elitists.
Yeah, yeah,
say
yeah.
what you want about Ohio State. They may aggravate you, but they don't claim to be smarter than you.
No, they don't portray themselves.
They're just here to have a beer. And
a different breed of human.
Right.
They
No, I told you, I went up to Michigan in 91. I told Day-Day the story a couple months ago. It was Florida State. I want to say it was Leroy Butler. I want to say that was the big corner. Anyway, Elvis Gerback was a quarterback. I'm in my FSU gear. Michigan fans, you're going to get a taste of Big Ten football today. FSU drops 50 on them. It was like down by 4 touchdowns at half. They're all leaving. I'm like, when does this Big Ten football start? Now, that was before they came down and started pillaging South and Southern talent. Back then, it was a different dynamic, and there was more physical nature to Big Ten. But either way, I'm with Abe. They don't make it easy to root for them, especially with all the nonsense. This is just, look, this story goes on as long as history. It starts with a P and ends with a Y, is undefeated. And this guy got caught up in it. It's such a frigging cliche to be allegedly stooping an assistant. You know, how is this not going to get out there in a small town like Ann Arbor?
Well, and what's interesting, too, is it looks like they had been investigating and found nothing, and then most recently they found one more accusation and it uncovered all this. The other thing unrelated to football is this is a massive distraction from what looks like could be a national championship basketball team. They are absolutely outclassing everyone they step onto the court.
I think by the time it gets to March Madness, if that
agree. But right now, you would like to be able to focus on a team that's 12-0 or whatever they are, on a team that's blowing out opponents by 20 points, ranked number 2 in the nation. It gets completely overshadowed in this moment.
Can I just give a shout out to one of the best ladies in the beverage industry who just brought us 4 ice cold Miller Lights? Thank you very much. Outstanding. That's leadership right there in the promotions department. We're going to be here till 4, so come on down and join us at Gustin's. I just looked at the traffic. Might be here till 8. So hang on. I mean,
that's
show
almost kickoff.
The show will be into by the time the Falcons kick down, I think maybe it's time to head down 285 way. So come on down and join us at Gustin's right off of 41 in Acworth. Already got a great crowd hanging out here at the bar. Friday, guys, tomorrow morning, join the morning shift. They're going to be at the Publix on Haines Bridge Road in Alpharetta. That's Allie, Mike, and Bo. I'm the meat man. Oh, Bo's going to be salty. He just gets off the Falcon plane at like 3:30 and then heads over to do the show. They're going to be out there, Feed Your Fandom at Publix. Morning shift, 6 to 9. That's Publix on Haines Bridge Road in Alpharetta with the morning shift at 92.9 The Game. All right, man. Falcons, what's your gut tell you tonight? Bucks coming off a tough loss and a short turnaround. Mike Evans, the future Hall of Famer, is activated. Drake's not playing.
Yep.
Dorlas is banged up. Looks like Jalen Walker's a little banged up right now. So what do you think?
Yeah,
for only a 4.5-point dog this morning.
And their Jalen McMillan gets back, too. And the Bucks for a while, were talked about as one of the top teams in the NFC, and Baker Mayfield was looked at as kind of a dark horse MVP candidate. It's fallen off for them. A lot of that, unlike how we feel here in making excuses, a lot of that I do think you can point to injuries for Tampa. They're starting to get healthier in that wide receiving core. They're going to be at home. We don't do well with Vita Vea, so running the ball is going to be difficult
Tough day, sort of cut you off with our center. And we had Matthew Bergeron on the show yesterday, one of our favorite Falcons. He can help a little bit, but Ryan Neuzel, he basically gets the giant creamsicle Kool-Aid man as the Bucks are in throwbacks tonight. We'll be in the throwbacks, red lids with the black jerseys, it looks like, for Thursday Night Football.
Yeah, to answer your question more directly, Mike, I don't feel good about today at all.
Why are we just a 4.5-point dog? Is that number moved? Let's Day-Day will get on it. Because, look, I'd never tell you to bet against the Falcons, but if you need to make your mortgage payment, the Bucks seem pretty good tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're fighting. We talk about this Falcons team trying to fight. The Bucks are now finding themselves legitimately in a fight for the NFC South, a division where I still think they're the best team. And so,
to me,
I view that as they're ready to fight. Are you ready to match them? I find it tough to believe.
Day-Day, the brains of the operation, what we got?
Well, no, I was just going to say maybe it has to do with the fact that, you know, they are looking at the fact.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
that the Bucks did lose to the Saints last week.
They've lost four or five.
Remember, guys, the line is just to protect the house and get even money for Vegas.
Right.
And so some folks see Bucks as damaged goods, although, to your point, they're getting healthier. All right, man, we're hanging out at Gustin's. Free Miller Lite stuff. Cool swag. Here till 4. We'll come back. Abe will try to make sense of all these cryptic tweets we got in the Falcons wide receiver room yesterday. Has Raheem Morris lost the script and lost some of the team? We'll talk about it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.